Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Crypto Nights podcast, the fastest growing crypto podcast in the world, where we aim to bridge the crypto divide. For the last few days, we have been discussing one article written by Molly Zuckerman, and it was being published in Cointelegraph.com. A must read from our end. That's the least we can do. And we had discussed two parts of that long article, and we had deconstructed it as much as possible, made it as simple as much for all of our listeners to understand. So this is the last part of this three-episode series. And I think Kant would like to conclude this one with another brilliant opinion and suggestion about this whole article and how he thinks about the construction of this article. Over to you, Kant.
Yeah, thank you to Molly Jane Zuckerman. MIT comes up with three ways to destroy Bitcoin. We have been deconstructing each one of these, and we are on to the final one, the third one, which is basically saying the third way of making Bitcoin irrelevant is to create multiple cryptocurrencies for every situation. You know, or you're riding a bus in India, you have a bus coin. If there are public toilets, you have a P coin. You know, I mean, we can take it to ridiculous extents on how many coins can get created.
Right.
Like Kodak is having its own ICO. And that currency can be used to license photographs.
Yeah.
Right. So every individual can come up with their own coin. Every small company can come up there. You have a corner of the street, you know, Main Street ice cream. You can say Main Street ice cream coin. Hey, if you come to my store and use my coin, I'll give you 10% discount. If you use Bitcoin, I'll charge you 10% extra. So there are any number of models that could come up with. But then there is also this whole usability issue. How many can we deal with? It's like, oh, we got one credit card, two credit cards, 15 and 25 credit card. At some point, we said, heck, man, I want to get rid of all of these and reduce it to one credit card, right? So how many different currencies can we mentally handle? So I think we will see an ebb and flow. There'll be, you know, we started off with Bitcoin. It remains to be seen if that will become the coin, right? Or it'll be replaced by something else. Like, I think we had several MySpace, Orkut, and all of these social media companies, and much later came Facebook, but then that was a stronger one that survived and took over. But if you take Amazon, now I'm trying to recall if that came after. Amazon was really one of the first few e-commerce companies that I can remember. Along with it might have come a whole bunch of others, but it was one of those that started off and remained big and kept on growing.
It came much later.
What is it?
eBay came much later.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So Amazon was different from Facebook. So Facebook came much later, but Amazon was one of the first entrants. It was not just, you know, get big fast, but also get big fast. It was the first one to foray into the e-commerce game. So sometimes the first one makes it, sometimes the first one doesn't. It remains to be seen which one Bitcoin turns out to be. If the Bitcoin community keeps on morphing it and adjusting and fine-tuning it and designing and redesigning it so that it becomes more and more usable and user-friendly. Because many of the challenges around Bitcoin, you know, can quantum computing break the cryptography? Okay, that's a potential challenge. And is it possible that the 51% control of nodes might happen and that might break down the decentralized nature of Bitcoin? That could be another one. Or could Bitcoin simply become irrelevant because there's so many better ones? Or are the private keys such a hassle for people to maintain that they get stolen all the time and people are getting defrauded of their Bitcoin? So it's just an insecure coin. Or it's so complicated that grandmothers or even, you know, Joe Average may not understand it. So there are a whole host of things, but it is possible that the Bitcoin community might keep evolving it to make it not just keep it relevant, but also dominant. It is possible that can happen. But it is also possible that a lot of these altcoins will nibble away and there'll be an ebb of the number of coins that we use. And at some point, we're pulling our hair out of our roots saying, I don't want to handle so many coins. And there might be a new coin that'll come up, which has the best of design of all of this. Again, we have seen that happen in a different industry. If you look at smartphones, they were already so-called smartphones from Nokia and Google and all other companies. I call them so-called smartphones because they were nothing smart compared to iPhone and Android phones that we have today. But after seeing them for many, 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 many years, Apple came up with this idea of smartphones, right? And that absolutely took over because of phenomenal design. It was a design that eventually won. So while there might be n number of altcoins that might be useful and interesting, right? So just like there were probably many, many smartphones, each of them with interesting ideas around them. And it is possible that some kind of an integration of those features along with superb design, so it was very easily usable, made iPhone what it is. So I believe in the long run, it is not the technology, but the usability and the user experience design of how easy is it to use, how broadly and widespread is the use. Can I use it while traveling? Can I use it in the store to buy? And is it easy and secure, or is it ironclad? Basically, I own it. Nobody can steal it. Even if somebody stole it, it boomerangs it back into my own wallet because somebody stole it from me. So it's possible that the design is going to be so fantastic of some coin that will become the dominant coin, just like iPhone did as a dominant. That's my prediction. So it could be the case that Bitcoin is like Amazon and might keep morphing itself to become that coin, or might be something else that will take over. But having hundreds and hundreds of altcoins that we are all using, that seems to be a state of the world that is unsustainable. So I don't see Bitcoin becoming irrelevant because there are a lot of new cryptocurrencies that are nibbling away. But eventually, all of these will be replaced by one or two or more, just a very handful of dominant cryptocurrencies that will make our life so much easier and better.
Exactly. What I also think, we have completed almost everything which this article talks about, and we had deconstructed it as much as possible and made it very simple for all of our listeners to get as close as to the point over here, stuff by Molly Jane Jokoman. With that, we come to today's episode's end, and also to the end of these three episode series. I think these three episodes had helped us to understand something which might come in our near future and which will help us to grow in terms of numerous terms. So I cannot just tell one term. So big thanks to Dr. Kant. And don't forget to visit our website, which is www.cryptonights.io. Also, please feel free to come back to us, to comment us with your views and rate us on Facebook, iTunes, and all other places that you see us. Also, feel free to send in your topics, which we want to discuss and we would love to discuss, only if you feel that it's worthy enough of a discussion and of being produced as an episode. Thank you. A big thanks to everyone. And with that, we end today's episode. Signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.